Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have goals and plans in your life? You're committed, you are focused, and you really want to drive forward. You want to really make things happen, mentally at least. But you're just physically tired. You've been pushing yourself. Well, in this Manformation podcast, I want to talk about how to keep going when you are tired. How to keep going when you are tired. When you're committed, you're focused, you have a clear plan, you know you can do it. You're just physically tired. What I want to talk about is that really the challenge? Is it that you're physically tired? Maybe, maybe not. Again, I want to talk about that in a whole lot more in this Manformation podcast. Hello, hello, hello. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are here. Again, once again, the beat goes on, the beat goes on, the beat goes on. I mean, whether you're ready for the day or not, it is coming. It is our job, our duty, our responsibility. We must keep on keeping on, seizing the day with a sense of urgency, whether we feel like it or not, right? This is our morning connection, our morning ritual, our daily discipline, our habit. Just two men, you and me, going through this journey of life. I'm just here to remind you who you really are and what you're really all about, what you're really capable of. Just reminding you, just conversation, bro to bro talk. We're in this unique position, a little bit older in life. Got this experience that life has given us to take advantage of. I also have a lot of victories, a lot of defeats, bumps and bruises along the way, right? It's our job to use anything that's happened to us to serve us in the future. But we got to have the mindset to do that, right? I've got this saying that anything that happens to us can and will serve you. It's just a matter of time before you realize it. This Morning Connection is to help you realize everything that's happened to you, all your victories, your defeats, all these references. Let's form it. Let's create that imagination to move forward, right? And make the experiences. You know, earlier in the week, we talked about goals versus systems and, you know, all these things, goals, achievements, things, material. It's really emotion. It's emotion that we want. That's what it all comes down to. Everything we're doing is some emotion that we want to. We want to just experience that. These great emotions are many times what drives us to become amazing, awesome. Dot every I, cross every T is to get out of some type of pain until we get it and say, hey, I can do this. And now we're not thinking about the pain anymore. Now we're pouring it on. We're pouring it on and we keep on going. Right? I'm so glad you're here joining me for this morning connection. In this morning connection, I want to talk about how to keep going when you are tired. How to keep going when you are tired, right? Which happens to be, when I went to bed last night, I thought, well, what can I do to take my life to the next level? I joke around when I say that because it's an exercise that my wife and I do with our kids every morning. We have this ritual that we do together. And one of the questions is, what are three things that you're going to do to take your life to the next level, right? In our kids that are just about 6 and 4.5. And I'm going to color. I'm going to play with Sarah, and I'm going to color some more, right? And my son, he'll say, I'm going to be powerful, I'm going to be sharp, and I'm going to be smart, right? You know, just planting that seed to what they're going to do to take their life to the next level, right? And so I always laugh when I talk about that. So, you know, one of the disciplines, one of the habits I want you to entertain, I want you to actually follow through is when you go to bed at night, what's one thing that you can do that's going to put you ahead, not just check off the boxes, not just fulfill the responsibilities, right? Steal, beg, borrow, you're right? We got to take that time. We got to make it at a point. What's one thing that you're going to do that's going to take your life to the next level? One for me when I was preparing is, you know, I want to come to you. This is, I look forward to coming to you every single day. Now it's past the how do I get out of pain. It's now it's poured on, right? But I was feeling tired. Physically tired. And I had to question myself. I was physically tired. I thought, what a perfect thing to talk about. How to keep on going when you are tired, right? Do you have all these dreams, these goals? I mean, maybe you've taken time to rent them. You're emotionally connected. You're reminded of them every single time. You hear the music, the alert comes on, and it's time for our morning connection, right? In reminding you, all right, what's just the mental, physical, emotional challenge in front of you to make it happen, all right? Intellectually, you know you want to do it, right? You got everything lined up. You got the time invested. It's like, you know what it's like to, I put so much into this, I can't quit now, but you're tired, physically tired. What's your strategy? What do? Right? I mean, do you succumb and say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm going to just take a break. All right? I need to take a break, and you just, you know, rest up, and then you just instinctively know when it's time to come back. Or do you say, or do you just push through it, right? It's mind over matter, and you just, even though you may feel physically tired, you keep on going. What's your strategy? Do you think about that, right? You know, I don't know about you. I've certainly said, okay, I'm going to take a break from whatever, what's driving. It's not just the physical rigors of what you're going through. It's mentally, emotionally draining. Can I do it? Right? It's the uncertainty sometimes that can drain your physical energy, or is it emotional energy? Right? What it's time, gut check, what's really going on when you feel that you're physically tired. Right? I'm just giving you some things to think about. You know, we all have our references of the past, how we do it. I'm just bringing it to the surface because maybe this is a time where this is exactly what I need. I know I need to keep going, but I'm physically tired. But, you know, they say they got to rest. I mean, there's so many times where I've taken that rest, that time off. I checked out, hey, I can do this. I'm just physically tired. And I didn't come back as quickly as I want to. Sometimes I'm sure there's reference where I never came back, right? Should have thought about that. Am I really physically tired? Or am I uncertain? Am I being drained emotionally? The most important, that's what this is all about. This is all about mindset. It's about heart. It's about gut. That's what this connection is all about, right? You know, sure, along the way, I've got strategies for you, whatever it is. You want deeper relationships. You want to make more money. You want to take your fitness to the next level, right? There are certain strategies for that. But if you don't have the mind, the heart, and the gut, that's what this morning connection is to bring out. I mean, you're not going to use the strategy. Here's another thing. A lot of men who I work with through my one-on-one coaching, I mean, they really feel as though they know the strategies and they're executing them, right? But if you don't have that belief, you don't have that mindset to go along with it, sometimes you're just pushing yourself like 80%. And that's not going to do it to get to the level that you want. If you're a driven, ambitious man to watch this type of morning connection, 80% isn't going to do it. That's enough to trick you to think, well, I'm doing everything. I'm checking off the boxes. And why aren't I succeeding? It's not enough. You need more firepower in those strategies. All right? A lot of times I wasn't physically tired. I was uncertain. I was unclear. All right? Enough to dig in. All right? So this thing I just want you to think about, you know, when I was thinking about it, am I tired? What I do, here's a strategy. You know, I'd love to hear your strategy. You can help me out as I am physically tired, right? You guys admire my passion and my energy. Talk about why you do that every single day. You know, a lot of guys who come to me for coaching, I mean, sure, they love the workouts for older men. They know that here I am at 57 years old looking this way, you know, kept going. But, you know, and we narrow it down. Sometimes they're just looking for more in their life, more passion, more energy. They want a reason to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and keep on going. They want to have that game, that challenge. Can I do it? And then they do it. And then they get more and more mental, emotionally strained, and they string it. Just the game of it. You know, make life more of a game instead of just checking off boxes and showing up day to day. It's the passion and the energy that they want, right? And they talk about that. But I get tired, believe it or not. Yes, I do. I get tired. You know, look, make no mistake about it. I am very human, just like you. right? It's just what's different about me probably than you is, you know, for, you know, whatever reasons, right? I put myself in the position, hey, I'm going to show up for you every single morning at 3 o'clock, every single day, all right? It's putting yourself in those outrageous, very unique conditions, all right, that you commit to. It's, well, that's what I'm going to say. I've got all these guys watching me. I got to show up, right? That's half the battle, right? Because once you commit, you become it, you'll go through all your physical pain, profess to the world what you're going to do. A lot of guys, they worry, you know, keep your goals to yourself, keep your what you're doing, and then just deliver. You know, sometimes I say you got to put yourself out there where you have that one more reason to keep on going and really test if you are really physically tired. You know, I tell you, I've done that, you know, my whole life, and I'm sure you have too. I remember one time when I was, I was 16 years old. And I, for whatever reason, I volunteered to, be at church. You know, I was going to be, you know, the lay person. So they had, you know, the priest did the sermon, the gospel and all that type of thing. But I was going to be one of the lecturers, the readers. This was the job reserved for adult men. For some reason, you know, I volunteered to do that, right? I just remember, like, it was, you know, I stole one of the little missalettes so I could practice. It was like Saturday. I'm 16 years old. I should be playing sports. I should be having fun, right? And I'm just nervous, and I'm studying, you know, the reading over and over and over and over again, right? Because it's game time. I just didn't volunteer for the, you know, Saturday night service, right, where, you know, younger people were there, or the 7:30 in the morning where nobody showed up. I had volunteered for the 11 a.m. where it was packed, you know, standing room only, for whatever reasons, right? It's those type of things will really help you really see if you are tired, right, or you're just mentally uncertain, right? Putting that type of pressure on yourself. I remember doing all kinds of things like that. Like, remember I was 19 years old and I was the manager of the Sizzler, you know, restaurant. And for whatever reason, I always seemed to do this. I volunteered to do this senior citizens event on my own time, right? And I remember made the little Sizzler logo, had my little corduroy jacket and my little knit tie, and went through all these, like, you know, 60 plus year olds, like I said, I'm 19 years old, volunteering my time to do some event. I'm thinking, why am I doing this, right? Well, there's that drive again, committing where you can't back down to your supposed physically being tired. You got to keep on keeping on to the promises that you make to yourself. That type of commitment, so that when those times you are tired, you'll really see if you're tired or not. Because the last thing you want to do is identify your lack of motivation or ability to follow through based on being physically tired. When the mind is so strong, right? If you set yourself up beforehand, that's going to really be tested. That's a good thing before you're tired, right? You're really going to push the limits of what's tired and what's not. Here's the other thing that I do is during these times, I just get clear. Now, there are some notes that I make to myself at different times. I always get clear of what I really want, what's really most important. Yeah, and I over and over again, and I write it down. I don't just think about it. I write it down. Right, my checkpoints. Why am I doing what I'm doing? It's so important, right? We talked about that, the why. All right? And sometimes I'll just have to refer to that. I'll just get clear. You know, and again, using that pleasure point, what am I working for? Why am I coming? What's my plan? All right? I've got a plan for all this, right? And sometimes it's working, or I can imagine that's working. I get myself to believe it's working. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's slow. All right? But what is the plan? To keep on going and test to see if I am really physically tired or I'm uncertain, right? Are you physically tired or are you uncertain? If you're uncertain, you need another sales job. And again, keeping those notes when you're powerful, when you have to go through these times, why are you doing this? Again, that pleasure, that emotion, that who do you really want to be? How is this really going to work out? Get more clear during those times when you are tired. You know, again, you know, what I'll also do is, why must I do this? I must do this for my wife, my kids, my family, for you. I must do it. Right? All the reasons why. All right? When you get all this together, again, mind, heart, gut, right? You get it all aligned, get clear, get more clear, right? You'll really push the boundaries of if you are physically tired or not. So those are some things that I think I would just give you some things to think about when you want to know how to keep going when you are tired. All right, guys. Hey, make sure I do this. I love doing this. I love to push yourself physically, mentally, emotionally through my 12-week fitness transformation journey that is specifically designed for older men with busy productive like you, like me, right? Training, nutrition, the mindset, setting up systems, right, that you need at this age that you need to keep on going to test it. Is it really that maybe you're tired or you don't have enough time, or are you unclear on the strategies of what it takes to be fit, to be healthy, training? I'll get you clear. Focus. Go to skipfromcore.com/transformation. Go there now. Go there now. Watch the 10-minute video. I'll tell you about this journey that you and I are going to go on. Right? Fill out that questionnaire. I'll text you, and then I'll call you. We'll talk for 10 or 15 minutes, whatever it takes to see if it's a good fit for you. Right? So go to skipfromcore.com/transformation. We'll push this. You love this power. You love this passion and energy. You want some of this. If you need a goal to wake up and start really going for it in life, this fitness transformation, 12 weeks with me and more, this connection, again, go to skipfromcore.com/transformation. Watch the video, read all about it, reach out to me, and we'll talk. I just love to talk to you anyway. You're the type of man to do this continual connection through morning connection. All right, so that's going to do it today. Hey, let's take on this day with a sense of urgency. Commit to something. Commit to the world what you're going to do. So when you feel maybe not physically tired, you'll keep on going, right? Let's live with a sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us when we're a little bit older. That should charge us to use whatever physical energy we have, like to keep on keeping on, right? Let's love, let's connect with our family, the people who are important to us, with the people you want to influence, right? Let's do it with a sense of urgency today. Let's produce, right? Let's take care of our bodies with a sense of urgency today. Remember, everything in life runs in patterns. I don't care what your biggest challenge is. It's just a pattern to figure out. Some are more complex than others. Some will get faster than others. Maybe I've given you some clues on how to figure out the pattern of how to keep on going when you are tired. Right? Everything runs in patterns. You can figure out the pattern. Right? So expect the best from yourself today. Expect the best from your efforts. Expect the best from other people. Those people you want to provide so much value, create this connection, right? Share your passion and your energy with them because you've got so much to offer. You've got so much to exchange. Expect the best that they'll get you. How can they not get you? You are a force to be reckoned with. Have a great day. All right, so that's going to do it for this Manformation podcast. I am so glad that you are joining me for this podcast, for some more of this passion, this energy, strategies to help you become the best that you can be. Make sure that you watch this on my YouTube channel. You can actually see these Morning Connection broadcasts that turn into these podcasts. It's at Manformation. You can make sure that you subscribe to the Manformation YouTube channel. You can also watch this live every single morning at 3 a.m. Pacific time on my Instagram channel, and that's at Skip LaCour. Reach out, make some time on my scheduler at talkwithskip.com, talkwithskip.com. You can send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You can even call me if you want to reach out, something that you want to talk about, something I talked about during these podcasts. You want to get more clear, I'm more than happy to talk to a man like you who's listening to these podcasts. Right? I love this relationship that we're developing. All this information is in the description of this podcast. So have a great day.